Peters reporting an oppressive heat wave is hitting large parts of the U.S. this week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Stifling heat is already enveloping residents in the southwest, and it's moving east to settle in for the rest of the week. Temperatures in Phoenix have been in the triple digits. As the heat wave spreads eastward, the National Weather Service says temperatures in Washington, D.C. and the rest of the Mid-Atlantic, as well as New England, we're likely to see highs in the mid to upper 90s as the week progresses, with excessive humidity making it feel even more oppressive. And forecasters say nighttime temperatures will not give much relief. They say extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer, and to take precautions. I'm Julie Walker.
Lebanon's national state-run news agency says an Israeli drone has struck a car in southern Lebanon and killed a member of the Hezbollah group.
The airstrike comes as Hezbollah has not claimed any attack on northern Israel since Saturday night, apparently because of the Muslim feast of Eid that began on Sunday morning. Hezbollah issued a statement later Monday identifying the member killed in the drone strike as Mohammed Ayoub. Since the Israel-Hamas war broke out in October, the Lebanon-Israel border has witnessed almost daily exchanges of fire between Hezbollah and Israeli troops. Hezbollah says it will only stop fighting when Israel's offensive on the Gaza Strip ends. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called on Congress to require warning labels on social media platforms similar to those now mandatory on cigarette boxes. In a Monday opinion piece for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy says that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. This is SRN News. A massacre of Christians in Africa.
Muslim terrorists murdered scores of believers in several villages in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The killings took place over multiple days, and at least 80 Christians lost their lives. Islamic terrorism has become a terrible plague in sub-Saharan Africa over the past 15 years, with cells operating freely in a number of countries, including the DRC, Nigeria, Somalia, and Mali. Weak governments are largely unable to bring the terrorists to heel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge in Arkansas has ruled that a lawsuit filed by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing. Republican attorneys general from each state, led by Arkansas and Tennessee, sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in April. The agency had just published rules for employers and workers to implement the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. This is SRN News. The IRS wants to end another major tax loophole for the wealthy.
A proposed rule and guidance announced Monday includes plans to stop a practice called partnership basis shifting. That's a process by which a business or person can enter into a series of transactions that will result in no taxes being paid. White House officials say that after evaluating the practice, there are no economic grounds for these kinds of transactions. Deputy Treasury Secretary Wally Adeyemo described them as a shell game. Biden administration officials say the additional IRS funding through the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act had enabled increased oversight and greater awareness of the practice. Seth Sutel, New York.
A former nurse at an Oregon hospital is facing criminal charges that she harmed nearly four dozen patients by stealing fentanyl and replacing it with non-sterile tap water in intravenous drips. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.